Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Hey, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I just want to say I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, my listeners, my watchers. If you're watching me on the YouTube channel, gracias. Thank you so much. It is a journey. Every podcast out there is a journey, but this one is a personal journey for me because this is something that I've never shared before, but I want to go ahead and share it today. I want to be vulnerable. I want to share a little bit about me, la mujer. So many moons ago, if you ever know anything about me, people look at me and say, oh my gosh, you are successful. But the truth of the matter is, la verdad es que no me conocen. You don't know what I've been through. You know, you don't know, probably have no idea I'm a two-time cancer survivor. You name it, all the uglies in the world, I have probably survived and thrived through those. And so it inspired me so much that if I had these stories, somebody else has got stories as well. And they need to be shared. They need to be. Tienen que estar estas historias que tenemos. Necesitan ser compartidas. We need to share these because when we stand in our resilience, when we stand in the power of our resilience, we can then create what I call a trailblazing mujerpreneur. So we create that for ourselves and we create that for others. So if you're just tuning in, gracias. This is another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. And I just want to say thank you so much for watching. If you're watching me on the YouTube channel, which has gotten very popular for podcasts, so you can see me live. This is kind of like behind the scenes, right? And if you haven't watched me, I do, I actually, starting next week, I actually will be live on Thursdays. So I want to speak a little bit more about that because today I went on Instagram and I put out a story. And one of my goals was to be able to work my business from Monday through Friday, from Monday through Thursday without working 10-hour days. And I haven't really done it because I really haven't pushed myself because I'm going to be honest, you get in that space that we call la zona de confort. And when you get in that space, you tend to get lost in there. Raise your hand, drop me a DM and find me on social media and say, I know what you're talking about. Esa zona de confort nos mata, right? So that comfort zone will keep us from our goals. So I am committing to you and I'm putting it out into the universe that I am ready to commit to working Monday through Thursday without working 10-hour days on my business, moving it forward and having it thrive so that I can do what I need to do for myself, my bienestar, my mental health, Friday through Sunday. So if you want to join me, make sure, let's do this together. Make sure to reach out to me, say, Marty, I want to join you. Qué bueno. And I would say, brazos abiertos. So anyway, let's get back to the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Today is about just about the celebrating the stories of achievements of remarkable women, remarkable mujeres who are making a difference in the world of entrepreneurship. Once again, I'm your host, Marty Angel, and today's episode, I dive into the inspiring world of mujerpreneurs and why it's so important for us to be strong, to support each other, and to let our Latinas show. It's really, really critical. But let's get started in today's show. So the world, el mundo de la mujerpreneur, the world of mujerpreneurs, Latina entrepreneurs, is a vibrant force in the business world. I'm not sure if you understand this, but we mujerpreneurs, the Latina entrepreneurs, we are a driving economic growth. I know that you've heard me say this over and over and over, but we're also innovating. Where our innovation is because we're overcoming unique challenges. Because as a mujerpreneur, as a Latina, BIPOC woman, we are built a little bit different and we have cultural differences than our white counterparts. So mujeres, I want you not to be ashamed of who you are. I want you to stand in your power. And today I want to share your remarkable contributions and the remarkable contributions that mujeres are happening, are making happen throughout the world. Because we, amigas, chulas, hermosas, I want you to understand that juntas estamos haciendo un impacto increíble. We are creating an impact that is unparalleled in various industries, right? Las mujeres, ustedes, mujerpreneurs, son una fuerza vibrante. You guys are vibrant. You're moving the world of business. Están moviendo el mundo de negocios. Están impulsando el crecimiento económico aquí en los Estados Unidos. Your innovation, mujeres, you are pushing the economic barriers to great heights, right? So today, you know, I want to talk about, you know, the general contributions and the impact that you as a mujerpreneur are making. Quiero hablar hoy del impacto que ustedes como mujeres emprendedoras están haciendo en diversas industrias. Not only as entrepreneurs, but maybe you are still working and you are what I call an employeepreneur. Right? Because for the longest time, what do I mean by employeepreneur? For the longest time, I didn't understand that as a teacher, I was in charge of my own classroom. There were guidelines that I had to meet due to the district and my principal and those things. But what I really came to understand was I was an employeepreneur because what I did in my classroom, I had to really grasp at strategies that are the same strategies that I'm using now as a Latina entrepreneur, full-time entrepreneurial, you know, tools and tips. I use those in my classroom because even though I had a captive audience, I used them in my classroom to make sure that I had the attention of the students, ¿verdad? So let's take a look at some of the impressive growth that Latina-owned businesses are doing. Let's take a look. According to the National Business Council, between the years of 2007 and 2018, the number of Latina-owned firms and Latina-owned businesses increased by a staggering 87%, surpassing the overall growth rate for women-owned businesses. Mujeres. Estas mujeres emprendedoras están dejando huella en diversas industrias. We are leaving our mark in many industries. From technology to finance to health to wellness, we're leaving our mark. And that is so incredibly important for you to understand, right? If you understand that you are contributing in a big way, even though you may not see it at the, you know, in dollar signs yet, understand that you need to keep going. Acuérdense que todavía tal vez no lo miren en dinero, pero desde tecnología hasta finanzas, salud y moda, educación, hasta belleza, nosotras como latinas, emprendedoras, mujerpreneurs, estamos derribando barreras y demostrando nuestra versatilidad tanto en sectores tradicionales como emergentes, ¿verdad? So, as an inspiring mujerpreneur, I want you to understand this. This is critically important for you to understand. What you are doing is making a mark in the world. From you guys are being resilient. I've seen chingonas from technology to finance to healthcare to fashion to education to beauty. Hermosas, mujerpreneurs, you are breaking barriers and demonstrating that you have the versatility in both traditional and emerging sectors. I want you to give yourself a pat on the back. That's important. That's important for you to embrace. However, not only is it important for you to recognize your unique challenges, but it's also important for us to share our unique challenges. And that's what this podcast is all about. So when I have my guests here, you hear them. I was this, I was that, I came from this, I came from that. And here I am, a six-figure income earner, right? And it's just so incredibly important. I believe that everybody out there should have the capacity and the opportunity and the availability, if you will, and all the help needed to do what you need to do to become a six-figure income earner. But as a mujerpreneur, I want you to understand that we have many more hurdles and certain hurdles that we must overcome that our white counterparts do not have. And that is, we have a limited access to capital because of what? Because of language barriers, because of cultural biases, because of lack of understanding of network opportunities, because of the fact that we as Latinas, we did not grow up knowing that we needed to hire a coach, to find a mentor. That just wasn't us. It was always like, tú puedes, sal adelante. Somehow you figure it out and you keep going. And that's what the majority of us Latinas have done. We have overcome, knocked down, overcome hurdles in our entrepreneurial journey that are nothing to be ashamed of. Absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. Yet despite all these obstacles that we have overcome, you know, it's important that we understand that despite everything and those obstacles could have knocked us down. I know I speak from personal experience. I would not be here sharing with you if I did not get up, dust myself off, cry, and I'll tell you, I'm still working on getting to the top of my mountain. I'm still working on getting to the top, hasta la cima. Estoy todavía trabajando que quiero llegar a la cima. Y cada una de nosotros tenemos otras cimas. We all can exhibit resilience. But one of the things that you find in a mujerpreneur is the resilience that comes from being resourceful and unwavering in your determination to achieve your dreams. Mujeres, we have big dreams. Somos chingonas. We're badasses. I know. I am surrounded. I am so incredibly grateful to be surrounded by so many chingonas. So many. Every night I go to sleep and I say, thank you, Lord, for being able to be part of this, you know, very, I wanted to say emerging, but that's not what it is. This very empowering community of mujerpreneurs. And it is my goal, my passion to be a leader, to blaze a trail so that I can leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind you, behind me. And me as a Latina entrepreneur, I have been an entrepreneur and a job person all my life. Pero estas mujeres, oh my goodness, I have met some mujeres that serve as role models, inspiring me and inspiring others. And that's what you hear right here on the show. Inspiring Latinas who have decided to pursue their entrepreneurial ambitions, their entrepreneurial dreams, and all while embracing their culture and their heritage. Many mujerpreneurs actively engage in mentorship and networking initiatives, providing invaluable support to fellow mujerpreneurs. And those are the ones I want to say gracias. Gracias si tú eres una mentora. Gracias si tú nos ayudas a ser mejor persona. Thank you for all of those of you that, like myself, have decided to be a coach, like myself, have decided to have coaching groups, like myself, that decided to be a powerful mentor. I want to say that we, as a full community, we need to recognize the importance of advocacy and support. Even various organizations that support us, the Latina, the BIPOC mujerpreneur, you need to learn to support both on a local and national level, because remember, what you put out, you get back. You get back. And so many of you mujeres chulas hermosas, that is something that you need to take care of. You need to make sure that you are also blazing a trail, not just for yourself, pero para otras también. You have to reach out and find organizations that provide resources, mentorship, funding opportunities, because those are things that are not so readily available for us, the mujerpreneur, as so much it is found for our white counterparts. You know, there's a lot of talk about that white privilege, and unless you've lived it, you don't understand it, and you may not agree with it, but it's there, mujeres, it's there. Empowering the mujerpreneur, that's what I do. I empower you. That's my goal, to empower you to overcome the challenges and to thrive in your entrepreneurial journey. I want to be there when somebody says, I don't think I can. I want to look down and say, ten, agárrame de la mano y te jalo y te aviento para arriba. We need to dispel that myth of los alacranes, mujeres. We need to dispel that myth. We need to see another mujerpreneur and we need to say, ¿cómo te puedo ayudar? ¿Cómo te puedo dar la mano y ayudarte a que llegues a tu cima? Debemos reconocer la importancia de ayudarnos, de reconocer la importancia del apoyo que tú le puedes dar a otra persona. I want to remind you, there's enough for all of us. So, as a mujerpreneur, remember to get out there locally, get out there nationally, so that you can be that trailblazing example. There are beautiful organizations out there that can share with you mentorship, resources, opportunities, money. And if you can't find them, reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. I am your service fountain. How's that? I am your service fountain, right? So I can help you. I have connections. One of them is my husband, who is the CFO of Accessity.org. And it just so happens that my ICA, my target audience, is their target audience as well. So, mujeres, reach out to me. Por favor, háganme preguntas. Necesito que me hagan preguntas porque sin las preguntas no las puedo ayudar. So, mujeres, remember, you know, look out for organizations that lend a helping hand. And as I said before, if you can't find one, then absolutely, positively, let me know if you need help. You can find me on social media at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And I'm so happy, so incredibly honored to help you. That's what I'm here for, as a Latina biz coach. I can certainly point you in the right direction. That's what I love to do. I love to do that best. But let's not forget about the inspiring success stories that have emerged in the world of Latina entrepreneurship. One that comes to mind right now that I've been following so closely, just because she has donated quite a bit of money to Accessity.org to help the Latinas, and that is the director of the Flaming Hot, right? And I hope that you know who that is, right? She also has started her tequila, right? And her tequila company. And she's been an actress forever and again. And I'm not going to tell you her name because I want you to drop it in the comments. Tell me if you know who I'm talking about. But, you know, receiving awards and media coverage and inclusion on influential lists and Forbes, and she was in the Founders and Inc., and she's all over the place right now. And it's really important that you understand that the contributions that she makes are not just for her. They're contributions for us, the mujerpreneur, as we extend way far beyond the economic realm. Mujeres, we are driving diversity. You need to understand that. We are driving diversity. We're driving inclusion, and we are driving innovation. We are shaping the landscape of the entrepreneur, mujerpreneur, and we are inspiring future generations to follow in nuestros caminos. Mujeres, what you're doing is so incredibly important. Really, truly, it is. So I never want you to doubt yourself. I want you to think about, how many friends do you know that are a mujerpreneur or that are aspiring to become one? Because if you know somebody, then please tag them so that they can listen to this podcast, so that they can actually listen to this episode and maybe be much more inspired to keep going or to get started, right? And if you don't have anybody, then just reach out and say, hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Te mando un fuerte abrazo. You know, the things that we say, right? So it's so funny. The other day, I'm going to bird walk right here. But the other day, it was so funny because it was like my my oldest has married into a different culture, right? And she doesn't understand why I always want to hug. Right? So before we leave, we always hug. And she's like, I've never had so many hugs in my life. And I thought it was so funny, right? But it's so, for me, it's the norm. We even say to each other, te dejo un fuerte abrazo. That's something that we do as Latinas. We do a lot of hugging. So that's going to be really important. Those are things that, those are the little things that set us apart. And the one thing I want it to stay with you is to understand that that's not the only thing. But if we begin to share and let our Latinas show and open our arms instead of being jealous, then we can make a difference in the remarkable world of mujerpreneurs. My hope, is that you allow me to share your story, or you allow me to share the stories that you might know of somebody that has great stories of resilience and inspiration. So if you are listening to this and you know somebody that's a mujerpreneur and that has overcome obstacles to get to where they are and they're having success in their business, let's get them on the show so that others can listen to their inspiration and to their words and be inspired. It's so incredibly important that we do this for each other. I am just always so, I just feel so blessed to have each and every one of you joining me. If you're watching me on the YouTube channel, joining me for the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded show, if you're watching me on the YouTube channel, please let me ask you to remember to hit that bell, subscribe, so that the next time that I go live, which is, once a week, and it's going to change from Fridays to Thursday, because remember that goal that I said? So starting next week, I am going to work diligently, not harder, but I'm going to work diligently, smarter, to make sure that I get everything done between Monday and Thursday, so that I can do what I need to do for my self-care, for mi gente, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're watching me, remember to subscribe, hit the bell, so that you can know every time that I go live. And I would love to have you on the podcast. If you know a mujerpreneur that is being a trailblazer, is changing the world through her actions, is changing the world through entrepreneurship, then mujeres, por favor, let me know. Hasta ahorita, I say gracias por estar aquí. If you're listening to this on the whatever channel you're listening to your podcast shows, I say gracias. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so lucky that you're listening to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please share out this episode so that we can help more mujerpreneurs gain clarity and focus on who they serve, so that they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock their six figures. This is Marty Angel, your host of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. And I want to say to you, keep making a difference. Keep making a difference. Por favor, les digo que no paren. ¿Están haciendo ustedes, mujeres chulas, hermosas, una diferencia en este mundo? Y quiero que sigan adelante. Keep being your chingona, badass self. Keep letting your Latinas show in a good way, as long as you don't step on anybody else's feet. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful and so blessed to have each and every one of you, my watchers and listeners, on this podcast. Thank you for coming on live. Thank you. I will see you next Thursday
at 12:30. Have a great one. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful. Have a beautiful day, everybody. And feliz 4 de julio. Happy 4th of July. And also, remember that it is a portal coming up and your manifestations are going to count. Have a great one. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.